Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ali and Ramazan by Perian Magdan. Translation by Ruth Whitehouse. Performed by Christopher Lane. There was nobody to care for those two children, Ali and Ramazan. To my dear friend, Barbaros Altug, who insisted that I continue to care about those children who were constantly on my mind. Based on a true story. The Courtyard. 1. Ali appeared at the orphanage one day, in the stone courtyard. But the children called it a garden. They always referred to the stone courtyard as the garden. The mosque courtyard was large, but the orphanage only had a crooked little piece of a madrasa courtyard behind a mosque. Most of the madrasa courtyard was incorporated into the mosque courtyard, but right at the back, beyond the triangle in the far corner, there was a sort of arrow-shaped area that had been set aside for the orphanage. It was a place for the children to play outside and do what they wanted. The orphanage had been converted from the old madrasa, and Ramazan had been there for years. For years he had been saying to his friends, "Let's play marbles in the garden." Ramazan was crazy about marbles. He played really well. There was nothing mediocre about the way he played. Not a kid at the orphanage could beat him. The same went for outside. No one had ever managed to beat Ramazan at marbles. At the far end of the stone courtyard was a stretch of earth the length of the wall. It was a thin strip of soil that had been left untouched on account of a few old trees. That was the real garden. Maybe it was because of Ramazan and his passion for that ribbon of earth that the children always referred to the courtyard as the garden. Ramazan's soul burrowed along that ribbon of earth like a mole. With his hands, he made hollows big enough to punch a fist into. These hollows were for games of marbles. Ramazan liked playing Kliu and Jukur best. They were the most difficult games. Ramazan loved to show off his skill. And winning, he loved the feeling of euphoria it gave him. "I beat all of you! You can't beat me at marbles, you idiots!" It was his only success in life, and he could not get enough of it. Even if he could not play marbles when at school, out and about, or asleep, his hand...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?